Hot City FM 106.7.
Hot City FM 106.7. You're on the Hot Weekend with Lisa and Lottie. Apart from Lisa is sick in bed, so we've got the absolutely gorgeous same with
Morena.
Us today.
Morena!
And we have also got Rhonda on the phone with us as well. Kia ora, Rhonda. Yay!
Yes, it works.
I always have a moment of, have I pressed the right button? So, kia ora, Rhonda. It's Rhonda Amende, isn't it? Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, it's Mindy. It's my husband's name. It has human origin.
I was going to say, us mean are always difficult, aren't we?
It's a beautiful name. And Rhonda, thank you so much for carving out some time to chat with us this morning. Obviously, you are from Time Out New Zealand. And before we begin, let's talk a little bit about that charity. For some listeners that may not have come across you before, tell us a little bit more.
Yeah, the Time Out, basically we facilitate the donation of time in people's holiday homes for those who are terminally ill and their families so that they can go away and have some time together. And it's all free of cost charge because the time's being donated. Yeah, that's essentially all we do.
That's fantastic. So you're really there to help people that need it, right? So you're there to provide a place or help facilitate a place for people to relax and unwind a little bit, right?
Yeah. So I was diagnosed with terminal illness myself a few years ago, and it was through the donation that a friend gave us, you know, for me and my family to go away, that I realised just how important it was to have that time together as a whānau, to gather together, to create memories, to kind of get a break from the medical stuff that's crazy and is going on around you, a time to connect together. Mm-hmm. And also at that time, holiday home owners, people in the community in general want to help you. And, you know, they can't save you, but this is one thing that people can do that makes a huge, huge difference to the family. And, it's something I knew from personal experience, and that's something that we just hear time and time again from all our recipients about how amazing this has been for them and just what they needed at this incredibly tough time.
Yeah, absolutely. So the people that donate their batches and their properties for people to use, are they're just from general walk of life? They're just people that want to help out?
Yeah, they're just good old Kiwis, you know, with their batches.
I love that. Just a Kiwi batch on the waterfront, and they're just letting people borrow it that really need it.
Yeah, and it's incredibly generous of them. We have one provision that it doesn't actually, no cost is passed on. Mm-hmm. And so that holiday home owner is incurring some costs there. But, I think they know from personal experience just how much a holiday home and time away and a batch. And it's that whole Kiwi experience. They know what it means to their family to be able to have that. And a lot of them are just, you know, so willing and know that it can make a big difference in a real way, and they're willing to take up on their cost and share the joy that home gives.
That's so generous, isn't it? And I know at the moment you're looking for more batches so that you can enable more people to be helped, and particularly here in the Hutt Valley and the wider Wellington region. So if somebody is listening this morning and they have a batch, how can they get in touch with you? How can they donate their property?
Yeah, so I would just really recommend they either go on our website and have a look around. There's a lot of information on there for homeowners, or give us a call, drop us an email. We really want to talk it through with our homeowners, make sure they're comfortable with it. You know, there's no pressure to donate at any particular time. We're happy just even for one donation a year, so it's just what works for them, and we have great people on board that will help support them and make sure that they're comfortable with any donation that they make. And so, yeah, our website, timeoutnz.org, has a lot of information, or you can just email us at info@timeoutnz.org as well, and our phone number's on the website too. Anyway, you know, any reaching out in any of those ways, and then we'll just support the homeowner through that whole process.
That's fantastic. Now, what if you're a bit like me, and unfortunately I don't have a batch to provide? I would love a seaside batch, but unfortunately I don't. Is there a way that I can help? Is there a way that I can provide another form of donation, whether it's time or energy or a dollar figure? Is there other ways that I can help too?
Yeah, so there's the obvious, like just helping us spread the word, like you guys having me on today, we're just so grateful for that. And, you know, there is a lot of terminal illness out in the community, so if you hear of people, you know, to just refer them to us so they can receive it. And if you have friends in whānau with holiday homes, to encourage them to inquire with us.
Yeah.
The other way we've seen is that, one example we've seen is if someone owned a holiday home, and people chipped in around, and they chip in and help support the holiday home owner to donate.
That's nice, to cover the costs.
Yeah, and like, because when it's an extended family, they use the family member's holiday home, and they've now chipping in so that they know that the homeowner's going to use it to be able to donate to Time Out. Another way is, you know, just with fundraising, people can be really creative. We've got somebody who does a driving club, and he helps organise these events. And so he used to do it for free. Now everybody gives him a koha, and he donates that koha through to the Time Out.
Oh, that's lovely.
So just having a bit of a creative think about what you maybe you're already doing, but people can actually channel it and recognise that, hey, by giving this koha or this support, and now not just and saying thank you for what you're doing, but also supporting a charity like Time Out.
That's it.
And before we go, Rhonda, have you got any impactful stories or anything that you can share with us about how your charity has made a difference to a family?
There's so many.
What's the one that probably sticks with you the most?
Well, it's a simple one, actually. It's about an extended family being in Manapouri together, and you know, they shared with us about how they were just brought to tears watching their children. Oh, I'm going to cry.
Oh, no, don't worry, because Zane and I both
I've already
in the
got
studio.
The tissues. Go for it.
Yeah, just seeing them interact and seeing the energy, the positive energy back in their family. They had used words like how they had felt ransomed as a family to this disease that they were experiencing. And it was like a time out from that. And they were just so grateful for having joy back. Mm. And even though it's just for a fleeting moment, they've said that they'll always remember that. And they know that that memory will sustain them throughout the whole journey that you're going
through. That's essentially what your charity gives, isn't it? You give a family memories together and togetherness.
It gives them strength. The time out is literally what they get. They get time out from that. You know, most of the time it's cancer. You know, it's hard to explain unless you've actually had that time out, just how precious it is. It seems so simple, but it becomes a really precious thing. You know, my journey's been over 10 years now. You know, I've given a year to live. I've been alive over 10 years now.
Wow.
You ask my children what they remember most and what they held on to most, they'll tell you 10 years later it was that time out that they had that we had together as a family. And so it becomes literally like this family shared a lifetime source of strength. Mm-hmm. For them as they go through that journey.
And your stories, I've read about your story on the Time Out website, and it is it's a heartwarming story too, and I'm glad that we still get the opportunity to talk to you today and, you know, share the amazing work that you're doing based on, I guess, lived experience as well. You know, it's
absolutely
it's everything you've said. I need the tissues. Everything you've said is it's a great reminder as well, right? You know, it's the time that we treasure with our loved ones, family. our friends as well, right? And and you and the team do some awesome work to enable this. It's a really heartwarming thing.
Thank you. And I mean, one of the biggest things that I really feel is it's just being a Kiwi.
Yeah.
You know, this is what Kiwis do. We support each other through tough times.
We don't care who the other person is, right? We come together to give some help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we're just using a resource that Kiwis love, you know, as well. It's not, you know.
There's nothing more iconic than a Kiwi badge, is there?
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, thank you so much, Rhonda. You're an inspiration, and we've absolutely loved having you on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
No, not at all. So for those listeners that are desperate to get in touch or know more about you, Rhonda, your story, and how they can support the charity, the best way to do that is through your website, www.timeoutnz.org. Well, thank you so, so much. And we hope you have a great rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you. Lovely talking with you.
Yeah, thank you very much. Bye.
Ka kite.
Hot City FM 106.7.